Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here, broadcasting from the Gann Ag and Gateway building at Farm Fest 2018. And the guy who kind of puts all of the forums and panels together for how many years? Kent Thiessy, how long have you been doing this?
Well, it's actually 30 years I've been doing this. So it goes all the way back to 1988, back when Farm Fest was still at Lake Crystal, Minnesota. And then we moved to Austin for about 4 years. And since 1994, we've been here at near Redwood Falls in Morgan, Minnesota, by the Gilfillan Estate.
A pretty fine location, and last year there was some hail damage on some of the plots, but this year all the plots look awesome.
Well, they really do. You know, they had some rain early, but right in this area, they didn't get the heavy rains back in early to mid-June like they did some parts of southwest Minnesota. They got a little heavier rains in July, and the site here is very well drained, and the plots have really responded with the above normal growing degree days and then some nice weather, growing weather here in July. So yeah, the plots look about as good as they could here.
Indeed, and some of the crops actually do too, although a lot of drownouts. I should properly introduce you, Vice President for Ag at MinStar Bank, and again, the panel organizer here at Farm Fest. So it's a year ending in an even number, so we had political candidate forum after political candidate forum, and each day has one. Got the governor, the House, and the Senate, and the state legislature. I mean, and you're still standing.
Well, yeah, I kind of donned this year at Farm Fest the World Series of candidate forums, because the odds of it happening aren't very good, where you have two U.S. Senate races in the same state in the same year. And of course, with Senator Al Franken retiring earlier this year and Tina Smith being appointed, that meant we needed a special election in that Senate race, and Senator Klobuchar's race was normally up this year. And then we had an open governor's race with Governor Dayton not running for re-election, and several very competitive congressional races in Minnesota and greater Minnesota. So that combination really created a lot of interest in this year's forums. And we did. We ran four feature forums throughout Farm Fest, both U.S. Senate seats, the congressional races. And the middle day of Farm Fest, we had our governor's candidate forum, which we had was the first time that all five major candidates for governor of both parties were together on the same stage at the same time.
Yeah. All right, your thoughts on all of that. Let's start with the first one, the House challenge. You know, because Tim Walz is also, he's given up his seat, and he's got a huge ag following.
Well, he does. You know, he's been representing this district since 2006, which is the first district in Minnesota, and the first district runs along the southern border of Minnesota, bordering Iowa, all the way from the Winona, Rochester area, clear across to Worthington and Laverne, so through Mankato and Owatonna and that area. And so it's a very agricultural district, kind of a diverse district, because you get in the Rochester area, of course, major medical. And so that'll be an interesting race, because you have Dan Feehan, who's a Democratic candidate, as is Congressman Walz, and then you got two Republican challengers. Jim Hagedorn's the endorsed candidate. He's ran against Congressman Walz the last two times and lost by just a very small margin 2 years ago in that district. And then Carla Nelson, she's a state senator from the Rochester area, very popular over in that area. So that'll be our primary election in Minnesota's next Tuesday, the 14th, which makes the Farm Fest timing even more interesting. And so that'll be a very interesting primary race next week with those two.
Yeah, you got some awesome TV coverage in the metro area, and I know the governor candidate forum was broadcast live on a major radio station in the Twin Cities. So Farm Fest got some good coverage this year.
Well, I really did, and certainly that governor's candidate forum comes at a key time too. And you know, you ask 50 people around the Farm Fest site who they think's going to win those primaries, and most people say, you know, this is the toughest one I ever saw to make a prediction, because you got three strong Democratic candidates, Congressman Tim Walz, who we mentioned, who's been very popular in the southern part of the state and in ag circles. You got Lori Swanson, who's the current Attorney General in Minnesota. She's won a couple of statewide elections as Attorney General, so she has that experience. And then you have Aaron Murphy, who's a state representative and has been in leadership roles in the State House of Representatives from the metro area. And of course, the interesting dynamic on this race is in the metro area, Keith Ellison, who's a congressman from Minneapolis, is running for attorney general. So you got an open DFL primary in the metro area, which could affect voter turnout. And, of course, in a primary, voter turnout's big. Republican side, you got the endorsed candidate, who's Jeff Johnson, who ran 4 years ago. He's a county commissioner, a conservative county commissioner from Hennepin County. A lot of times he always says it's a 6-1 vote, and he's the one because he's the conservative. And then you got former Governor Tim Pawlenty, who was governor for 8 years before Mark Dayton, who decided to come back and run again. So really interesting dynamics in that governor race.
Yeah, and I'm sure there was a lot of politics and sharp verbiage trying to happen, people trying to make a point. But what I noticed that there's a lot of political candidates who just don't understand agriculture. Did you kind of get that sense too?
You know, it really varies. One thing I will say, I expected actually to hear a little more sharp verbiage during these candidate forums. For the most part, the civility, kind of the Minnesota nice came out a little bit. And I don't know if it's because they're at Farm Fest. I think in some other settings, I know I've seen a couple of the other candidates go after each other a little more in some other settings. But out here at Farm Fest, they seem to kind of, you know, let's not get too carried away. They make their points, and obviously there is a big difference in their understanding of agriculture based on their background. And the other thing is some of them, most of them, if they aren't that well-versed in agriculture, they usually got a coaching staff. They find some people that are well-versed and try to coach them before they come out here to Farm Fest to be on the forums.
Yeah. So, yeah, interesting political year in Minnesota. And, yeah, they all kind of flowed through Farm Fest this year. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they do. And Farm Fest, I think we've been doing these candidate forums since 1990 and on every even-numbered year. And they have a pretty good reputation, I think, both by people attending, but for the candidates, they know it's going to be a fairly run forum that's well put together, I think, and that's why they all want to come. And obviously, as you mentioned with the media, gets a lot of coverage. It gets statewide or regional coverage, obviously. So,
As far as the farmers being here, seems to be a couple of fewer farmers. I mean, I'm not saying attendance is way down, but maybe down a little. You know, the ag economy, guys just start parting with their cash.
Well, I think it's probably a sign of the times. Obviously, a lot of farmers are dealing with financial challenges and cash flow concerns. Even if they got good crops, the prices are not where they should be with the trade issues and tariffs and that type of thing. And so, you know, I think that kind of reflects in here. Most farmers are being very cautious on their capital investments, whether it be machinery or tile upgrades or buildings or whatever it is. And you know, I obviously if we'd suddenly get some resolution on the trade issue or some enhancement in prices, a lot of times late in the year too, if you do have a big yield year, which some parts of the upper Midwest might have, and then if we get a little enhancement in prices, things can pick up at the end of the year too. But I think you know, the attendance at Farm Fest probably is reflecting a little bit of the overall farm economy out there.
Okay, so as their banker, give them a score, give the ag economy in southern Minnesota a score, either a number or a letter grade.
Well, that's tough. I mean, I think the ag economy overall, as we sit right now, I'd have trouble giving it better than a C, I guess, just because, you know, sometimes if you're kind of down a little in some things, you're up in others. And right now, whether we're talking crops or livestock, the dairy industry, there's really nothing that jumps out as being highly profitable. I think the, like you said earlier, the positive sign is there's potentially some above average yields in some areas, but then we got southern, southwest Minnesota, parts of south central Minnesota, northwest Iowa, where too much rain early, and it's just not gonna, some of the crops look pretty good when you drive down the road, but if you get up with a drone and look down from the top, there's a lot of holes in some of these fields. So I think it's gonna, if things don't change here in the next 2-3 months, it's gonna be some very challenging times for some farm operators financially as we get to the end of this year and go into next year. Now, obviously, the emergency aid that they're talking will probably help out some, but that's gonna help out for getting through this year. But as we look ahead to next year. if things don't change, we're going to, again, be facing some difficult cash flow planning.
Yeah. Well, again, there's another reason for farmers to have a good relationship with their lender and their banker, right?
Well, and the, what I always tell producers and farm families is communication is key. If you know there's problems, sit down with your banker and your other professionals you work with early and talk about the situation. There's usually a lot more options to work through things if you start early than if you let things go, because most times by the time you get to that situation, they don't fix themselves. You got to do some adjusting to make things work.
Yeah, and more often than not, in fact, most of the time, it's either the weather, the markets, or the international trade issues, all of these things that farmers have no control over. What's happening is not their fault.
Well, and that's one of the challenges with farming compared to some other businesses. You know, in most businesses, or if you're producing something like farmers are, you know your cost of production, you set your prices, and obviously you have to be competitive. But in farmers' case, even if they're competitive, they don't have the ability to control the end point of where that's going out. And that's what makes it really challenging and hard to plan long-term for the future.
Indeed. All right. Kent Thiessy, Vice President, MinStar Bank, a cornerstone of FarmFest for 3 decades now. So always great to visit with you on the phone. Nice to sit here on the bleachers and look at you face-to-face.
Well, thanks, Mick. I always enjoy visiting with you as well from time to time.
All right. Thank you very much, and thanks for the work you do.